This is chapter 4 of Avanti Lila, and the Lord is still in Ram Keli, and all the people have approached him, and the Lord is making them peaceful, saying, don't worry, don't be afraid of the Avana king, he can't disturb me, I'm God, relax. And then he's saying, I think we actually covered more verses, what power does he have to see me? We're on verse 131. Okay, let's turn to, if you have the book, 131. And this way, Gauranga passed a few more days in Ram Keli, fearlessly enjoying the Sankirtan pastimes in that village. Ishwarar Icha Bhuji Bhara Shaktikar Nagalina Matura Firila Arabhar. Who has the power to understand the will of Gauranga? Gaurachandra did not go to Mathura, but returned back to Nilachala. He originally set out from Nilachala to go to Vrindavan, which is the opposite direction, but somehow he went, instead of going east towards Vrindavan, he went west to East Bengal and end up in Ram Keli to deliver the Kazi and deliver all the people there. The Lord said, Bhakta Sabastani Kahilena Ekata Ami Chali Bhana Nilachala Chandra Jata. Gauranga said, I will go to see Neelachala Chandaramar Prabhu Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Vrindavana Chandaramar Prabhu Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Neelachala Chandaramar Prabhu Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jagannath Swami ki jai, Brajendra Nandan Shamsundar ki jai, Mahabhav Prakash Shamsundar Jagannath ki jai. Evali Swatantra Paramanandarai, Chalila Dakshina Mukhe Kirtana Lilai. After saying this, the supremely independent, blissful Gauranga proceeded south to Nilachala while enjoying Kirtan Lila. Lila Kirtan. Chalila Dakshina, Chalo, Chalie. He went south. Mukhe Kirtan Lila. Lila Kirtan. There's Nam Kirtan, Guna Kirtan, and Lila Kirtan. So he was relishing Lila Kirtan. Kirtan describing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishore. This is Lila Kirtan. Bhajan. Kirtan out loud, bhajan soft. Nijanande rahiya rahiya gangatire katadine ailena advaita mandire. Walking along the bank of the Ganga, absorbed in his own bliss, soon he arrived in Shantipur, back at the house of Advaita. Advaitacharya is really fortunate. And Shantipur is really a shanti place, really a blessed place. Has anyone, you visited there? I visited there a few times. Putra Mahima Deki Advaita Acharya Avishtahaya Achechari Sarvakarya. Advaita Acharya was overwhelmed seeing the glories of his son, and he had given up all his activities. Hinai Samai Gaurachandra Bhagavan Advaitera Grihasi Haila Ashishtan. Gaurachandra arrived at Advaita's house. Yena Mita Advaita Avishta Putra Sange E Bharad Bhuta Kata. Kahi Shunarange. So we're going to hear now the story of Advaita's son. Advaita's son was so amazing that his behavior was inconceivable and amazing even to Advaita. He could not understand it. And when he was associating with his own son, so the author is saying we're going to hear an Adbhuta Katha. Shunarange. So now we're going to listen. Shunarange. Range. Range means to dance, to enjoy, to range. We're going to play our ears. Some very amazing katha is going to play in our ears. Play in our ears. Dance in our ears. Dance into our ears and play in our minds. Some very amazing katha is going to dance along the pathway into our ears and play in the groves of our mind. Adbhutakata. 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 Shunarange. And what is that amazing kata that's going to play in the groves of our mind? And that's, and that he became a Vishta, he became totally absorbed in bliss. It's all about his son. Yogya Putra Advaitara Sehi Se Uchita Sri Achyutananda Nam Jagat Vidita. Advaita's son named Sri Achyutananda was a qualified son. He was famous worldwide. Daivi Ekadine Ek Uttam Sannyasi Advaita Charyastani Mililena Asi. By God's arrangement, a great sannyasi came to Advaita's house. Advaita Dekhiya Nyasi Sankochi Rahila. Advaita Nyasire Namaskari Vasaila. On seeing Advaita, the sannyasi was Sankoch. He hesitantly stood there. Advaita offered respects to that sannyasi and offered him an asan. Advaita Balena. Mbiksha Kara Gosai. Sannyasi Balena. Mbiksha Deha Jahache. Advaita said, Gosai, please take your meal here. Sannyasi said, give me the alms I desire. Kichu mora jignyasa, ache tomastan, mora se biksha taha kahiba apan. I have a question I want to ask you, and your answer is all I want. Acharya Balena, age karaha bhojan, sheshe jignyasara tabe haibi katan. O Sannyasi Thakur, first take some prasad, then you can ask me a question. Nyasi Bali, Age ache jignasya amar. Acharya Balena. Mbala je yicha tumar. The sannyasi said, no, first I want to ask my question. Ah, as you like. Mbala yicha tumar. Sannyasi Balena. E kesha bharati, chetanjera e hayena kaha moraparti. Tell me, Advaita, how is Kesha Bharati related to Chaitanya? Mane mane chintena Advaita Mahashai Vyavahara param arta dui pakshahai. Advaita Mahashai thought for a moment and said, there are two relationships, lokik and alokik, worldly and spiritual. Vyavahara, worldly, and param arta, beyond all the objects of this world, param arta. Transcendental. Yadya piya ishvarera pita matanai tata piha devakinanda kari gai. Although the Supreme Lord has no pita mata, father mother, he accepts one in his Naralila and he's glorified as Devakinanda, the son of Devaki. Paramarthi guru se tanhara kehanai tatapi je kari prabhu taha sabe gai. From the spiritual point of view, God has no spiritual master. He is the original guru of everyone, even of Sandipani Muni. But in his Leela as Krishna, Nara Leela, he appeared to accept a guru. In his Rama Leela, he appeared to accept Vashishta, but he himself is the Adi Guru. Yet whatever he does is glorified by everyone, although he has no need for a guru or no need for father. By accepting one or by accepting them, he becomes glorified and famous. Devakinandan, ki jai. Pratame paramarta ki karya kahiya, vyavahara kahiye je prodiya, prapodiya. Advaita said, why should I first speak about the spiritual aspect? Let me first satisfy the sannyasi by explaining the world relationship, the external, what appears to be material relationship between Kesha Bharati and Chaitanya. So this is the thinking. The author is entering the mind of Vaitacharya. Before he's speaking, he didn't say this to the sannyasi. He's thinking because the sannyasi asked him that what is the relationship between Kesha Bharati and Chaitanya. So he's thinking how to go about answering that. First he established there's two relationships. Eta bhavi bhalila Advaita Mahashai Keshava Bharati Chaitanya Jera Guruhai. After thinking for a moment, Advaita replied, Kesha Bharati is Chaitanya's guru. Deki techa gurutana Kesha Bharati ara hena tabe jinyasaha amaprati. You already know that Kesha Bharati is his guru, so why are you asking me, Sannyasi Thakur? E matra dvaita balite ekshane dahiyat achutananda aila seistane. As Advaita was speaking, Achyuta came scurrying into the room. Panchavarshavayasa vadura digambara kela keli sarvanga dulaya dusar. Hey, chalak valak. Hey, chora, kya kare? Achyutananda was 5 years old. He was naked. His entire body was covered with Shantipur Raj from playing in the dirt. Sarvanga dulai dusara. Nevertheless, abhina kartika jena sarvanga sundar sarvigya parama bhakta sarva shakti dhar. Achyutananda's body, even though it was covered with dust and totally naked, was as attractive as that is Kartikeya, the son of Lord Shiva. Kartikeya is considered to be one of the most handsome of all the demigods. And the demigoddesses go a little crazy when they see him. He's really a knockout. Don't see him. He had full knowledge. That's pretty good. That's when you're supposed to go to Gurukul. You're 5 years old, you're supposed to start your Gurukul education. Komarat acharat pragyo dharma bhagavatamiha. Bhagavad Dharma should begin at Komarat acharat. Komarat achar, the achar, the behavior for a five-year-old. At the age of five, you should go to school. And Vrindavanas Thakur is saying, at the age of five, he already knew everything. Sarvagya. He was Sarvagya. Sarvagya is a quality of God. Krishna, Swatantra Bhagavan. He's Sarvagya. And what is it? Sarvagya and Vimugda. He's all knowing and he becomes bewildered. Mugda. Mugda and Sarvagya, simultaneous. Contrasting qualities. Sarvagya and Vimugda. I've given lectures on this point. Sarvagya Parama Bhakta Sarva Shakti Dhar. And this little 5 year old was covered with dust from playing. He was a great devotee, Bhakta Sarva Shakti Dhar. And he was Sarvagya, Parma Bhakta, and Sarva Shakti Dhar. Now that's quite a son. He hasn't gone to technical school yet. Hasn't been to computer school. Hasn't graduated, no MBBS, MBBS, whatever. But he has Sarvagya, all knowledge. Without going to school, he's a Param Bhakta at 5 years old. And Sarva Shakti Dhar, he's holding all the powers and potencies in his hand. Who is this mystery boy? Magical ET from another planet. A super boy. We have Superman as a super boy. Achyutananda ki jai. Chaitanjara Guru Achi. Vachana shunya krodaveshe kahe kichu hasya hasya. When he heard that Lord Chaitanya had a spiritual master, he was very angry, yet he smiled as he spoke. Ki balila bap bala deki arabhar chaitanjara guru ache vichara tamara. Oh bap, hey bap, bap, father, what did you say? Could you please repeat that? Do you think? Vichar Tomar? Chaitanya Guru Ache? Do you consider, do you think that Chaitanya has a guru? Kon vasa hase tumi, he mata vachan. Jivayani la iha, na bujikaran? How do you dare say such a thing? I don't understand the reason. Tomar jivaya jadi, he mata haila. He na buji ekani, se kalikala haila. Since such words have come from your mouth, I can understand the age of Kali has arrived. So the sannyasi is having a discussion with Advaitacharya, and he's asking him one question. Before he even eats, he wants to find Iso disturbed by this question that he won't even eat first, so he wants, and that's pretty disturbed. If you won't even eat, someone's offering you a meal, and you say, wait, let's talk, let me answer me questions. Usually, eat first, talk later. That's the general line of action to most people. But the sannyasi was not much attached to eating, so he wanted to hear his question first. So he said, listen, can you tell me the identity of Lord Chaitanya and Keshavarti? What's the relationship? So Advaitacharya, he said, well, there's two considerations, there's spiritual material. If you want to take one consideration, all right, then you can say on one level, externally it appears that Chaitanya is the disciple of Keshavarti and Keshavarti. He's his guru. So meanwhile, somewhere nearby, Achyutananda, the five-year-old son of Advaitacharya, was rolling in dirt and enjoying himself, rolling around and covered with dirt. But somehow he heard his father say that. So he was kind of off stage when this, off the cameras when this was being filmed. The sannyasi and Advaita having this discussion. All of a sudden you hear some commotion. Pop, 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 pop. Some little kid comes running in from stage right, covered with dust, and everyone now there's, and the cameras, second camera shoots on his face as he runs in with some kind of little bit disturbed look on his face. And then you see him, and then you understand he's in some kind of mood. And then the camera goes back, pans out to the whole three of them there. and then the boy, he says something, because you see he's running in quite fast, as if he wants to say something. He looks a little disturbed. And then what does he say? And this is what he said. When his father, Advaitacharya, said that Lord Chaitanya is spiritual master, Achyutananda, that five-year-old boy, became angry, but he smiled as he spoke. Father, what did you say? Could you repeat that? Do you think that Lord Chaitanya has a spiritual master? How dare you say such a thing? I don't understand the reason. Since such words have come from your mouth, my dear father, I can understand that the age of Kali has arrived. Now, this is the five-year-old boy. Because we already heard that he's Sarvajna, all-knowing. So whatever he's saying, there must be some knowledge behind it. So now there's a lot of suspense in the storyline. His introduction was, he's a Parama Bhakta. So Parama Bhakta means that they don't offend other devotees. They're totally free. Parama Bhakta is a Bhava Bhakta, Premium Bhakta. So there's no question of offending anyone or any living entity. So we can't take his words as being offensive, because we have to remember his lakshana. Whatever behavior someone is displaying, or whatever speech or behavior a person is displaying at any given moment, is actually, you have to always remember the foundation of his lakshana. Where is it coming? In other words, where is it coming from? If one behavior, someone may be speaking angrily, if it's coming from a foundation of envy, then it might be offensive. Someone might be speaking angrily or behaving angrily towards a disciple or towards an inferior, but if that's coming from foundation or qualities of love and appreciation for the person he's rebuking, then it's not an offense. So first we have to establish clearly, which the author is doing, he's establishing clearly, who are we talking about here? What is the identity of this character in the Leela drama? Well, he's small. He's small in body, but big in knowledge. Dhruva Maharaj was 5 years old, and Prahlad Maharaj was 5 years old, but he was speaking all this Bhagavad Dharma in the seventh canto. So the age doesn't have anything to do with the quantity or quality of wisdom. So we find out he's small, and he's playful. So all small children are playful, and they all go naked and roll in the dust. So he sounds like a normal, playful, goofy, silly, stupid little kid. But wait a minute, he's Sarvajna. Oh, playful. He knows everything. He's never been to school. And okay, that's pretty distinguishing characteristic of this five-year-old naked boy rolling in the dirt. And not only that, Parama Bhakta. Acha? He's a topmost transcendental devotee of the Lord? Well, that separates him from millions of neophytes and kanishthas and even uttams to be a Parama Bhakta. So he's an extraordinary devotee. And moreover, Sarva Shakti Dhar. All potencies are with him. So is he Amsha of Radharani? Is she Sarva Shakti Mayi? And he's Sarva Shakti Dhar. Is he carrying Radharani in his heart? The Sarvishakti Mahi Radha is Dara. Dara means he's carrying. Dara, Dara means Radha. Radha, Dara. Long or short. Ra, Da, Da, Ra. The Sarvashakti Dara. The Sarvashakti Dara means he's holding Radha. The potencies of Radha, because Radharani is your origin and repository of all Shaktis. So this is a 5-year-old boy. This is a Chaitananda's son. So the child is the father of the man. They have a phrase like that. The child is the father of the man. The man may be so wealthy and established in society, but if he isn't philosophically astute or realized in God, and the son is more realized, then he can come and teach the father about God. And become the father of the son can become the father of the spiritual father, a spiritual teacher of his own Janam father, because he's more learned and more wise and more detached and realized of God. The son can save the father, liberate the father by the purity of his devotion and realizations of God. So this is the qualities of the speaker. So now when he slams into his father, it's not offensive. He's saying, Dad, I think you're Kali personified. So that's, now wait a minute, who are you talking about? You're saying Mahavishnu, Sadashiva Mahavishnu? You're saying your father, Achyutananda is telling his father, Advaitacharya, Sadashiva and Mahavishnu. He said, you're an agent of Kali. And his father's quiet. He didn't slap him, he could have. He didn't stop him, he could have. He didn't send him to his room. And he's going to go on and tell it like it is. So first he jams his father, keeps his father shut, and then he speaks for 15 verses. So by speaking, this 5-year-old boy, the Sarvagya Chutananda, the son of Advaitacharya, that putra, that wonderful putra, he is going to enlighten us about the identity of Lord Chaitanya. And moreover, he's going to enlighten the sannyasi who asked the question, what is the relationship between Keshavarti and Chaitanya? And obviously, Advaitacharya knows all these answers. This is Leela. Leela for Leela's sake and Leela for our sake. God is for himself, of himself, and by himself. But he also distributes himself in the form of teaching and guidance and example for the living entities in his various Leelas, at least in this realm. And material world, he comes to teach also. So the way the Acharya is playing the role of the student here to allow his son to deliver some very important teachings and to glorify his son also. Because having his son, featuring his son in this scene in the drama, glorifies his son and establishes his son as a true knower of tattva, a spiritual truth. So let's hear what more Chaitananda has to say. Atava Chaitanya Maya Paramadustar Jahate Payena Moha Brahmadi Shankar Bhuji Lama Vishnu Maya Haila Tomare Kevit Chaitanjera Maya Tari Bade Pare Chaitanjera Guru Ache Bali Lajakane Maya Vashabina Iha Kahila Kemane Ananta Brahmanda Sehi Chaitanya Ichai Sava Chaitanjera Loma Kupete Mishai Jala Krita Parajana Chaitanya Gosai Virahina Atma Krita Aradui Nai Jatadeka Mahamuni Mahabhiman Nudeshana Taki Karo Kotakaranam Punase Chaitanya Jera Achintya Achai Nabi Padma Haite Brahma Hayena Lilai Hai Jau Na Taki Deki Teki Chudnak Shakti Avashesha Kare Nekanta Bhave Bhakti. Achyutananda said to his father Advaita and the visiting sannyasi, my father, I can understand that the words you have spoken indicate the arrival of Kali. Otherwise, Lord Chaitanya's most difficult to overcome illusory energy, which bewilders Brahma and Shankar, has also bewildered you. You are bewildered by Chaitanya Maya, Paramadustar. Who can overcome the illusion of Lord Chaitanya? Father, when you say Lord Chaitanya is a spiritual master, it means that you are influenced by Maya. Mayavash. Mayavash. You're living in Maya. Otherwise, how could you say such things? Yeah, kahila kemani. By the supreme will of Lord Chaitanya, innumerable universes enter the hair pores of his body. So now, because the sannyasi has to wait to, what is the identity of Lord Chaitanya? A relationship of Lord Chaitanya? And he said, oh, Advaita said, he's a disciple. The son runs out, huh? What's this? Disciple? Lord Chaitanya? He is God. Innumerable universes are entering the pores of his body. If Lord Chaitanya enjoys his own pastimes in the water, in the Karna Samudra, it has been seen that great sages who were proud of their position did not know who they were, what was their status. By the inconceivable desire of Lord Chaitanya, Brahma appears from a lotus flower that sprouts from Chaitanya's navel. Yet after his appearance, Brahma couldn't understand anything until he engaged in bhakti. When the Lord was satisfied, Tave bhakti vashe tushta haya tahane tattva upadesha prabhu kahena apane. When Lord Chaitanya was satisfied by Brahma's bhakti, then Lord Chaitanya personally imparted transcendental wisdom into the heart of Brahma. Tene rida Brahma adikavye. Tave se Brahma prabhu agyakari shire shristikari se gyan kahena sabhare. Accepting Lord Chaitanya's instructions on his head, Brahma then got the power and inspiration to create this universe. Then Brahma, empowered by Lord Chaitanya, was able to distribute knowledge throughout the universe, beginning with Narad. Se jnana shanakari pai brahme haite prachara karena tave kripaya jagate. The Chatuskamar, headed by Sanak, receive that knowledge from Brahma and then mercifully gave that knowledge to the world. Jaho hete hai asi janera prachar tanaguru ke mate bolaha achayar. O Father, how then can you say that he who is the source of all knowledge has a guru? Baptumi tomahaite Shiki bhana kota, shikshaguru hai kena, bolaha anjata. You are my father and my instructing spiritual master. So how can you speak something other than the actual truth? I am supposed to learn the truth from you, my father. So how can you say that Chaitanya, the Lord and shelter of all living entities, has a guru? The Supreme Lord Chaitanya is the guru and spiritual master of everyone. No one is his guru. Hetavali Sri Achyuta Nanda Mona Haila Shuniyadvaita Para Nande Prevashila. So now the Sannyasi Thakur, his question has been duly and absolutely answered. No more questions, please. Hearing these words of his Sarvagya Balak, Achyutananda. After speaking these words, Achyutananda became silent and Advaita Prabhu became filled with ecstasy. He was proud of his son. He was really enjoying my son. Just like Krishna loves to get rebuked by the Vrijvasis. When the gopis rebuke him, you dushta mana, you badmash, you chore, you this, that. Ah, nectar, you kapat, you dirt, you kapat, you cheater, you black-hearted one. Ah, yeah, nectar, amrit. Lay it on, gopis. He likes that rebuke more than the shrutis, shruti stavas, and stotras of the sages. That's the greatest nectar. All the Rig Veda, Samaveda, thousands of Sanskrit shlokas and poetic verses glorifying Uttama Shloka Krishna. He's bored stiff, totally bored. But when these gopis are rebuking him and chasing him with a stick across the courtyard, you dirt, you thief, he's enjoying it like anything. So Dvaitacharya, he's also enjoying his son, the rebukes of his son, and the preaching of his son. Bap bap bali dhari kari lena kole, shinchi lena achuchera anga prema jale. I'd wait to exclaim, my dear son. Then he embraced his son Achyuta and soaked his body with his tears of loving appreciation. Achyutananda ki.
Jai.
Advaita Chutananda Prem Sambandha ki.
Jai.
Tumi se janaka bhap, mui se tanai. Shikaite putra rupe haile udhai. Advaita said, my son, you are my father, and I am your son. You have appeared as my son to teach me the Tattva Siddhanta. Aparada Karilun Shamaha Bhap More Arana Baliyamu E Karilun Tumare. My son, I have committed an offense. Forgive me. I assure you, I will never say that again. Beautiful. Ras. Atmastuti shuni shri achyuta mahashai lajaya rahila prabhu matat natalai. When Achyuta Mahashai heard Advaita glorify him, we have Sri Achyuta Mahashai, that's the son. Then Advaita Chaya, oh, he's Advaita. Listen, look at the verse. It says, Sri Achyuta Mahashai, that's the appellation or the name that's given to describe the five-year-old son. And then for Advaita, it's Prabhu. he's a Prabhu. The word in Bengali is Lajai Rahila Prabhu. Matta Natulai. Sri Achyuta Mahashaya. Achyutananda is a Mahashaya. He's a Sri. And his father, his father is a Prabhu. Advaita Prabhu. Advaita Prabhu. Namanar Prabhu, it's a Prabhu, everyone's a Prabhu. In Vedic society, every man is a Prabhu. And every one, married woman is a Devi. Devi and Prabhu. Hey Prabhu. Hey Prabhu. Hari Bol Prabhu. Mandir Javo. Prabhu. Kidna Sabari. Kota Sabari. So when Achyuta Mahashaya heard it, wait to glorify him, Lajaya. He felt shy, and he hung down his head. So although that's why he's a Mahashaya. That's why he's Sri Mahashaya, because he's decorated with all good qualities. Yes, yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavata kinchana. Samasta. Savergana tatra samasta te gane. It's all the qualities of demigods. Now what? So just see the loving behavior, these liberated souls, these parishads, nitya parishads of the Lord himself of the nitya parishads. Advaita is the Supreme Lord himself. Teen Prabhu. Advaita Nittai and Gaur. And their nitya parishads. Their Surup Shaktis, personal servants. How they're lovingly respecting each other and appreciating each other and serving each other and honoring each other. It's simply divine and attractive and sublime and purifying to hear about and meditate on and try to emulate some idea of it in our own daily practices, which are far from sublime and appreciative and loving and kind. So one is behaving like this, the other is behaving like that. Advaita is saying, you're my son. You're my teacher. Please forgive me, I made an offense to you. And then when his son heard that his father said that, he was shy, he hung down his head in embarrassment. Then when the son Achyutananda did that, then Achyutananda, Shunya Sannyasi Sri Achyuta Vachan, Ocha, this is the Sannyasi. Shunya Sannyasi Sri Achyuta Vachan, Dandavatahaya Padila Sekshana. After the Sannyasi heard Achyuta's statements, he immediately offered obeisances to him. So this is because Achyutananda has the floor. And so he has an audience of two. We're watching a movie, but the actual scene of the drama, the scene of the drama is three characters. So Dvaitacharya is there, he's the primary character, then of course his son is actually the main actor in this particular scene. Then the secondary actor, of course, is his father, then the sannyasi, is the Udipan for the whole Leela, although he's one of the sub-heroes, you could say. So he's watching this conversation between the father and the son. I asked the question to the father, what is the relationship of Chaitanya and Kesha Bharati? I've heard something, but I'm not sure. I want to confirm it from you. You're his associate and well-known to him. And then Vedacharya said, oh yes, he's the guru. Kesha Bharati is the sannyas guru of Chaitanya. Then the son comes running in, and he gives his preaching, Tattva Siddhanta. And the sannyasi is listening to that and watching the father and son speak to each other. The father begs forgiveness. This five-year-old son takes a commanding position, corrects and practically chastises his father, apparently. And when the sannyasi observes all this and gets his question answered, and even more so, because he directly takes part in Gaur Leela and sees the sweet rasas being exchanged between the Gauranga Parishads and the Lord. And he's amazed, and all he can do to respond by that is offer dandavats to the whole scene. Offer dandavats to the whole scene, offer dandavats to the whole teaching, now offer dandavats to the Gaur Parishads, Prabhu Advaita and Achyutananda. Now, so there's some physical action, and usually there's some speaking and physical action, or physical action and speaking. So now he's lying on the floor. Well, that's not the end of the scene, that's not the end of the drama, it doesn't end there. It could end, you could draw the curtain. Next scene, where the scene is going on. So now in the setting is going on, next scene. Sannyasi stands up, obviously, from offering dandavats at the feet of Achyutananda, because that means he's surrendering. He's offering his feet at the five-year-old Sarvagya Achyutananda, which means he's submitting. Dasu smi, chinata peace. Tadvidi pranipatenas. Paripashanaya Sevya. So he's pranipatena, he's submitting himself humbly at the feet of Achyutananda and Advaita also. Then he says, Sannyasi balena jogya Advaita nandan jena pita tena putra achintya katan. This is a qualified son of Advaita. The word yogya means it, qualified. Advaita nandan, yogya. Like father, like son, their conversation is truly amazing. In the same way, the father Advaita Prabhu is great, Advaita's son Achyutananda is also greatly learned. By the advice of his son, the father has rectified his own statement. Indeed, such a father and son as this are very, very rare in this world. Although this child was able to speak such elevated topics, this proves that he's empowered by the Lord. Eta Ishvara Shakti Vahe Anyamaya Balakara Mukeki E Mata Katahai. Sannyasi goes on, this boy must be empowered by God, Ishvara Shakti. Otherwise, how could a child speak such a thing? Shubha lagne ailana Advaita dekite adbhuta mahima dekilana nayanete. I must have come to see Advaita Prabhu at a very auspicious moment. That is why I could see this adbhuta mahima, this wonderful, glorious activity. Putrer sahita Advaitere namaskari. Purna hai nyasi chali bali hari hari. After offering obeisances to Advaita and his son Achyutananda, the sannyasi departed while chanting the name of Hari Hari Hari. Hi hare se bali jogya Advaita nandan je chaitanya parapadme ekantasharan. Vrindavan Das Thakur summarizes and comments. As a result of this leela, Achyuta was henceforth known as Yogya Advaita Nandan. That became his nickname. Because Advaitacharya had six sons, I believe, and three of them were Asar. Asar, useless. And three of them were good. So this is one of the good ones, or maybe the best one, but so far we've learned about this one. He's a yogya, qualified. He's highly qualified. We heard the description. You heard the description of his qualities, and we got practical knowledge, theoretical knowledge, and practical knowledge. Theoretical knowledge is we heard about his qualities, that he's Sarvagya, he's Paramabhakta, he's Sarvashaktidhara. So someone might say, oh, my husband's very strong, very powerful. We hear so many things. So I don't know. I've never seen him do anything strong, powerful. And then 10 gundas come at the Harinam party, and then your husband beats them all up. So they understand, yeah, your husband's powerful. So now we see the child in action. Wonder Boy. Wonder Boy Achyutananda. He's created by this Leela, then the tattva is established. First there was the tattva of his identity, the sambandha, the identity of him, his qualities, lakshana. Then the Leela, the tattva, then the Leela. So the Leela confirms and proves the tattva. Our qualities are seen in our actions. Actions speak louder than words. So someone might say, oh, he's very peaceful, I'm very peaceful, this, that. Then we see your actions. You're not peaceful. You're not kind, loving, peaceful, tolerant. So this is, he's walking his talk, so to speak. So now he became famous as Yogi Advaitanandan. Advaitera bhaje gora chandre kare hela. Pucha hao advaitera tabutina gela. If one worships Advaita but neglects to worship Lord Gaurachandra, he is doomed, even if he is the son of Advaita. That's Vrindavanas Thakur is hinting at something maybe not everyone knows in the listening audience. But as I said, Advaita had six sons, and a few of them displayed the pastime of not being favorable or accepting the divinity or the exaltation of their father. So they neglected him, and they also neglected to worship Lord Gaurachandra.
They accepted Advaita Acharya as God.
They accepted their father, Advaita Acharya, as God, which is true. He's Mahavishnu. But they didn't accept Gaurachandra. And that's what the verse is indicating. So Vrindavanas Thakur is reminding us that we should worship all teen Prabhus. Putra Mahima Deki Advaita Acharya Putra Kole Kari Kande Chari Sarvakarya. And seeing the glories of his son Sri Achyutananda Mahashaya, Advaita Acharya stopped all their activities, embraced him, and cried, Putra Angara Dula Apanara Ange Lepena Advaita Ati Parananda Range. Advaita smeared the dust from the naked body of his son on his own body in great ecstasy. This is Prahlad Shiksha. Naisham matistavad urukram urukramangrim sprishat yanarta pagamo yadarta mahiyasam pada rajopishekam niskinchananam navrinita yavat. Naisham matistavad urukram urukram angrim sprishat yanarta pagamo yararta mahiyasam para rajobishekam niskinchananam navranita yavat. Prahlad is teaching all of us, unless we smear upon our bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava who is completely freed from all material contaminations. Persons who are very much inclined, like us, towards materialistic life can never become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. That Lord who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, by this process of Vaishnava mercy and kripa of their dust, Bhakta Paraduli, can one be freed from the contamination of material illusion. Niskinchana Bhaktas, they have nothing to do with this material world. Abhishek, Pararaja Abhishek. Usually we think of an Abhishek of we would like to have a Panchamrit Abhishek. But this is a dust of Pararaja Abhishek. Mahiyasam, the great Maha Yogis, the great Maha Bhaktas, the great devotees, the Niskinchanas. So this is a very beautiful verse. So this is what Advaita is doing. He's smearing the dust from the body of his son all over his own body. Chaitanjara parashara janmila moragare etavali natche prabhu talidiyakare. Then Advaita, after smearing his body with the dust of his son's body, smearing the dust of his son's body on his own body, he jumped up in ecstasy and started clapping his hands, and he was dancing, and he was chanting loudly, Lord Chaitanya's associate has taken birth in my house! Lord Chaitanya's associate has taken birth in my house! Lord Chaitanya's associate has taken birth in my house! Lord Chaitanya's associate has taken birth in my house! Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai!